Hello and welcome to Boring Beige Box, the weekly podcast about retro computing. I'm your host, Matt Wilson. If you like to hack away at your autoexec.bat or config.sys files just so you can play King's Quest or Ultima, you're at the right place. From 2400 baud modems to IBM PS1s, to Monkey Island 2, to the Sierra Network, we cover it all if it happened in the 80s and 90s. So clean out that garage, pull out that old boring beige box, and let's have some fun. Hi, everyone, and welcome to show number 19 for August 19th, 2007. It's interesting. Show number 19, August 19th. Well, it has been a while, and I am sorry about not keeping up with this podcast. Basically, my last one was in March, and really the reason why things have kind of slacked off, I actually was pretty consistent about a year ago, and I think I started the show in April of 2006, and I pretty much carried on pretty consistently every week until about the end of August of last year. Then I was releasing them, you know, just maybe once a month or so, and then there's a long stretch from November 28th, 2006, all the way through February 20th, 2007. And really the reason is that, you know, as always, people's interests come and go. And I just lost interest in retro computing and old school, you know, computers and computer games and history of computing. And the reason or cause of that was I got back into World of Warcraft, which, you know, can be very addictive and encompassing. So I basically just, that was my interest for a long time. And I'm not really saying that I'm getting back into retro computing. I just wanted to do a podcast because I wanted to do another episode just to kind of update everyone and let everyone know that I am still alive, and I just haven't really been into doing anything with retro computing. A lot of, you know, like I said, phases come and go. Everyone's interests or hobbies change over time. I still have tons of machines in my garage that I have not touched in months. A lot of the stuff is just sitting there. It's been a pretty kind of a hot summer, and the garage has been full and hot, and I just haven't wanted to get into that. And also changed jobs. I'm now working for a large company as a systems administrator in downtown Chicago and loving it. It's been going very well. I was a contractor for a couple months, and just last week they offered me a full-time position. So that is awesome, and you know, making good money and enjoying working with computers. And I do a lot with server administration within, for web programs or websites, I guess you could say, online training websites and some other stuff, some human resource websites. But my team handles all the back end and making sure all the servers are configured properly. And we're actually in the test phase or test environment. So, you know, we have a lot of leniency and experimenting that we can do. It's not so strict as the production environment. So, a lot of fun. Totally enjoying my work. And I've been busy with that. Transitioning to a new job has been interesting. I worked at the same place for about 6 years, and you know, lots of things just become routine. And you know, it seems like the easier your job is, the more time that you have to do things on the side, like hobbies and stuff. And you know, you just, when you come home, you know, you're home and you just a few minutes or whatever, and you don't feel like even thinking about work. You just want to do other stuff. And But when you're starting a new job, it really takes a while to get in the groove of things, and you just really, that's all you can think about is work, and you're really not into your hobbies and stuff. And even though I was into World of Warcraft since I got the new job, pretty hardcore, but I just got sick of it. And so I'm kind of, you know, getting back into other things. Some of my other things I'm into, phases I'll go through is, you know, Star Trek or any kind of science fiction, or, you know, also, you know, fantasy books. I'll read a lot of Dragonlance stuff, or I'll be into the X-Files for a while, or maybe different comedy shows, or, you know, like right now I'm sort of into the X-Files, trying to finish. I never did watch the X-Files when they were on, but I've over the past like 2 years I've gone through and watched all of the ones, most all X-Files episodes, primarily focusing on the whole mythology arc, the whole, you know, aliens arc that goes through the whole series. And I'm in season 7 now, and I'm trying to finish up. But that, I was didn't watch X-Files for, you know, I stopped for almost a year. You know, so these phases, I'll go through this stuff. And now also I'm into Star Trek a little bit. I'm going to be going to a convention in October. Star Trek convention in Chicago, in the Rosemont area, and then there's also one in the fall called Starbase Indy in Indianapolis on Thanksgiving weekend, which is a really fun fan-based convention, Star Trek convention. The other one is actually in Chicago, is Star Trek, Star Wars, and Battlestar Galactica, which is put on by Creation Entertainment, and I know that's going to be, that's going to be awesome. There's going to be a lot of stars there and stuff, so. And it's not far. I can only go to the conventions that are close by. So there was a, you know, I kind of kick myself now for not going, but there was a good retro computing convention called the Midwest Vintage Computer Festival. If you go to vintage.org, there's they have these vintage computer festivals all around the country every year. And the biggest one is in California, but there was one in West Lafayette, which I live in Northwest Indiana, so it's only about an hour and a half away, and I should have gone. Jason Scott was there. He spoke briefly. You know, he's the guy who did the BBS documentary. I was going to go, but I don't know. I just, money's been kind of tight, and I just felt that I just, on the weekends, you just kind of want to just stay at home and relax and stuff. And some weekends, I'm very busy doing stuff with my wife, and it's, it can be kind of hectic. So, but there was the Vintage Computer Festival that was going on. It was at Purdue University there in West Lafayette, Indiana, and it looked pretty exciting, pretty interesting. I mean, you know, these retro computing is a very small subculture or hobby that exists. I mean, people love history, and computer history is very interesting. There's a lot of books out about computer history, but people that are still into it, it's definitely just a hobby and something that you have to have a passion for. And, you know, like I said, sometimes I'll be into that, but then other times I'll really get heavy into other things like MMORPGs, like Warcraft and stuff. And when you're into that stuff, you completely have no interest in anything else. And that's kind of what happened to me for the past year or so. And, you know, I'll probably get back into it again when the next expansion comes out. But, you know, really I got to a point in Warcraft where I got so far up that I just, my class, I play a rogue class. If anyone's into World of Warcraft, I play a rogue class. And I got all the way up to the point where I really wanted to run one of the top level dungeons called Karazhan, but or Karazhan, however you you know, pronounce it. But it, I guess being a rogue, you're not as needed. And I got to the point where I just was never. I got into a guild, but they were just learning Karazhan, and it didn't look like it was going to happen for me to be able to run that dungeon. So I said, you know what, I'm tired of trying to get into this, doing this, I'm just going to quit for a while. So I lost interest. Plus, it's very, I don't know, it's very difficult to have a life when you're in those games, because you want to play every single night for hours, and it really didn't go well with the wife. And actually, you know, we got into lots of arguments and about it, and there's really some rough situations where she was pretty mad at me. But now that I'm not interested in it, which, you know, I always lose interest in things like this. I lost interest in it, and it's actually been a lot healthier for our relationship, and, you know, life is better, you know. When mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, as they say. And she is a lot happier when I'm not playing Warcraft. So the weekends have been a lot more relaxing. And I don't know. I love the game, but it's just, it just can be, it's much better if you're single and you're in college and you don't have to worry about work or family or anything to play those type of games. So much healthier interest or hobby is retro computing or TV shows or something, you know, whatever, or books or something, you know, or conventions. That's much easier to handle and manage than Warcraft, which you really want to play every single night. So anyway, well, today's topic, I didn't mention this at the beginning of the show, but today's topic is, and you've probably noticed from the title of the actual show in iTunes or wherever you get it from, is called Imagination Revival. That's what we're talking about today. So I'll go ahead and jump right in. Well, there's a project out there that's been going on for a while. There's been a couple projects over the years. Now, I know in the past I've talked about the Sierra Network, or eventually what it became was the Imagination Network. The Sierra Network was created by Sierra Online, a company that did all the great classic adventure games, and it's always is a great company. Did some great games in my childhood or my younger years in the early to mid 90s. I'm 30 years old, so back when I was really like a teenager, I love the Sierra games. But when I got my hands on Sierra Network, it was the greatest thing ever. You know, I would say that the Sierra Network was much more. There's nothing like this today. It was much more interactive, much more. There were so many things that you could do within it. I think it was greater than AOL because it had those games, those interactive games where you could play with other people. That was really what, you know, online gaming is all about today, and things that you do online. I mean, a lot of this, other than MUDs and other online games that were started around the time, Imagination really, or Sierra Network, really opened it to everyday people because you could play games like checkers or chess, or, you know, they had the Red Baron game, or, you know, and of course they had the MMORPG, Shadows of Eusebius, and those games, but you had also had Larry Land, or which became Casino Land, and, you know, so there was a lot of opportunity for everyday people to play these games. So if you check out, go to innrevival.googlepages.com, and if you check this out. This is a very amazing project. They have finally been able to reverse engineer the Imagination Network. What you do is you download DOSBox, which I've talked about before, and you download the client, the Imagination Network client, and it's all on the webpage here. And you are able to run Imagination Network within DOSBox, so it operates at the same speeds as like when you had your old system, like a 486 or whatever, and it's a little slow, not too bad, but it's very realistic. And you make some modifications to some of the configuration files within Imagination Network and also within DOSBox, and it emulates connecting to a modem, but it connects to these guys, their server. Now, I got an email about this a couple weeks ago, and I was blown away. I could not believe that this is actually working. But it connects to their servers, which somehow they've reversed engineered, and on the server that they have running, it has all of the code and all the information to make the software work. And you can actually get to the map and click on, you know, the clubhouse, or, you know, Medieval Land or Sierra Land, and you can actually go in and you can play the games. I logged in and I created my persona, my little character, you know how you can customize it, and I went into like some of the chat rooms. I went into Larry Land, because now it's Casino Land, Sierra Land. I went to the mailbox. They don't have that stuff working yet, but I went to Medieval Land, logged into Shadows of Eusebius, went to the tavern, made my character. I saw a few people in there, and I went into the volcano, and I was in the game. I was in Shadows of Eusebius. I could walk and play my character. All my information is saved. And there wasn't really anyone on at the time, but I'm sure that if there was, you could join up and adventure together, just like you used to do it back in the day. So, you know, I was amazed at that. It was just incredibly amazing. So, I mean, this is something that I have dreamed about for a long time. I mean, I can't believe that they actually have it working. Now, it's funny. I'm looking at it right now, and it's so easy to connect. I mean, I'm bringing it up. Like, I'm looking at it right now. Everything looks the same, you know, from the little icons to the screen and the music when you log in. Like, I don't remember. This is later. You know, I wasn't into Imagination Network. That when it changed over, I played the Sierra Network the most, but this is like the most, this is the latest version, this is really the final version. On the login screen it says 1995 AT&T, because remember AT&T bought it out. It's Imagination version 2.4. I mean, you know, I'm in the beginning part where you create your character. It says dialing. If it asks for a password, you can just put anything and it'll let you in. So it has to just be more than 6 characters, and you can full screen it in DOSBox if you want to full screen it. But I remember, you know, some of the screens are a little different because it's Imagination. I remember the Sierra Network stuff where it had like the mountain and, you know, the satellite and then your home and stuff. And but I mean, these guys have done an amazing job. Like, there's the town hall, new member orientation, ask member services, billing information. I remember all this stuff. There's so much great stuff, and majority of it works. There's some stuff that doesn't, but the Imagination Mall, where you could do some online shopping. I mean, this most of it doesn't work. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't, the mall doesn't work. But this was cutting edge at the time. This was everything you could imagine. The early 90s, early to mid 90s, I mean, this was it. This was online, you know, access. This was online, interactive games, everything. Chatting. I thought it had the best chat. I always was trying to pick up girls and, you know, have a little cyber going on, cyber chatting, and it was a lot of fun. So anyway, the website is innrevival.googlepages.com, and they also have like a Google Groups called Imagination Network Revival Project. A lot of great people on there. Looks like there's also I want to check this out right now. There's an IRC chat room. I'm going to see if this is working. There is a... Okay, let me... I'm going to try to connect here to... They have an IRC chat room. It's on irc.freenode.net. So you can use any kind of IRC client. Merc is real good, M-I-R-C, to connect and join up to the channel. Let's see here. Channel is Revival. So join. This is live, folks, right now. And there's like 3 people in there. I mean, like I said, this is extremely this is extremely kind of a fringe subculture. There's not a lot of people that are into this stuff, but the ones that are very passionate about this. So anyway, trying to get out of the client here. Okay, so that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. I saw it a couple weeks ago. Someone sent me an email back in July, and I was just totally impressed and amazed at this. check it out. It's innrevival.googlepages.com. A lot of this came from, I think it's people that are involved with Yasirbius.org. If you go to www.yasirbius.org, that's Yasirbius.org, these guys have kept, I guess, you know, they're really about remembering, you know, what it was like with a lot of the guilds and playing Shadows of Yasirbius, but a lot of these guys are also have kept touch or kept tabs on this INN Revival, Imagination Network Revival, because now these guys can go in and play again in Shadows of Yasirbius. So, but that's yasirbius.org. So I would definitely check it out. Well, that's our show for today, or for this week, or month, or year, or whatever. I don't know when I'm going to do another one, but just wanted to update you guys on that, and hope you enjoy the Imagination Revival. All right, take care and have a great week.